Blog Talk Radio.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create me a clean heart, so that I may worship you.
Come on.
If you let him, he can.
Amen. Amen. Good morning. Good morning to all of you out in radio land this morning. We just want to thank you for partaking with us today. Thank all of you on the CARE Network. Appreciate all of you coming in today. God bless you. God bless you. We just want to have a word of prayer today.
Line muted.
With me, amen. So, Father God, we're thankful this morning, Lord, that you woke us up this morning. It caused us to see another day that we never seen before. We want to come to say thank you. Thank you, Lord, that by your stripes we know that we're healed from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. We say that we're healed. We want to thank you, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you're the Lord, thy God, that healed us.
Yes,
Lord, you're the one that took the stripes on your back that we might be healed. We want to thank you. Thank you for the blood that was shed upon the tree, Lord, because of that blood. We say that we are saved because of the blood. We have been delivered. We have been justified. We have been glorified. We have been exalted because of the blood. We thank you. Thank you for the death that you died. You died in our place so we could live in your place. So we come to say thank you again this morning, Lord. Lord, we come today and ask you to give us this day our daily bread. Lord, give us what we need for the day. We know yesterday bread may not be sufficient for the day, for the times are evil. So now I thank you for a fresh loaf this morning. Send a word from heaven, Lord, that it might change heart, that it might change minds. I give you praise for a changed heart and a changed mind, Lord. Send a spirit of repentance, Lord, they might repent from the wickedness, Lord, that we've done within our own lives, oh, Lord. We send a spirit of repentance, Lord, that the world might repent from the evil deeds that it's doing. And, Lord, that some of this sin and deprivation that's going on in the world, maybe it'll be changed, oh, Lord, if you send a word. I thank you this morning, Lord, for blessing this service, Lord. And we give praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Sister Paige, you want to give us the scripture? Amen. What are your scriptures today? Amen. Psalms 21. Got to be loud, man.
I'm going to read the next stop. Okay. The joy of the king shall joy and our strength, O Lord, and our salvation, our greatness, shall he rejoice. Thou hast given him his heart desires, and has not withhold the request of his lips, Selah. But thou presented him with blessings for goodness. Thou set a crown of pure gold on his head. He asked life of thee, and thou givest it him, even length of days forever and ever. His glory is great in thy salvation. Honor and majesty have thou laid upon him. But thou hast made him more blessed forever. Thou hast made him exceeding glad with thy countenance. For the king trusted in the Lord, and through the mercy of the Most High, he shall not be moved. It was Psalm 21, verse 1 to verse 7.
Amen, amen. Thank God for the scriptures that we have today. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. You're on Facebook. Thank you. I see you there, Sister Tiffany. God bless you. Amen. For being on this morning. Amen. I guess we've been coming this morning. I've been trying to find a word this morning, something to say, and something to talk about, and kind of been plagued all this morning, but I thank God anyway. And let's see. What are we going to talk about today? Amen. Amen. I've been still thinking of Romans. I'm still going to do Romans 5, and I'm going to start at verse 8. Amen. Because this is something that I don't know, it touched me. And because I was touched by it, I've been working on it, and I haven't gotten off of it. Romans 5 and 8, because I think that is what's needed. And I believe that is the answer. It's the answer for what the world needs today. Amen. Amen. Romans 5 and 8. Let's see what we're going to talk about. Amen.
But God commending his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Amen. God commended his love for us while we was yet sinners, he died for us. And I just want to talk about the love of God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The love of God. I'm just going to keep it at the love of God. Because when I look at this, just that scripture there, God commended his love for us while we were yet sinners. He died for us. In other words, God didn't wait until we got everything right to die for us. He didn't wait till we got it together before he died for us. He died while we was yet sinners. And if he died while we was yet sinners, how much so now that you've turned to God and you turn away from your sin, how much so now is God going to do more for you right now? Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And I had for, I kept looking for a thought there that he died for us while we was yet sinner. And then it was a song that we always used to sing all the time. He looked beyond my faults and saw what I needed. Amen. Amen. He looked beyond your faults. And thank God that God is a God like that, that he can look beyond your fault and see what it is that you really needed. Amen.
Amen.
A man had a problem in the world. And man that became wicked, we have became wicked. It's just like in the old world, amen. A man that became wickedness that covered the earth. As according to over in Genesis chapter 6, it's talking about the wickedness of the old world. But let's turn over there for a minute and see some of the things that went on in the beginning there, because we had to say, back in the old time, God looked at the faults and he provided something, but God provided judgment in the old, amen. Amen. He saw what was going on in the world of the old world, and he saw what was going on. I think he looked at their faults, but he provided something, but he didn't provide grace and mercy on that one. He provided destruction, but thank God for Jesus. Amen. And Genesis chapter 6, look at what God was saying here, verse 6 and 5. And God saw the wickedness of man, that it was great in the earth, and that every imagination and thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And he repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. Amen. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and creeping thing and fowls of the air, for it repented me that I have even made them. And I'm going to skip to verse 11. It said, the earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his ways upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is at hand. Is before me, for the earth was filled with violence through them, and behold, I would destroy them with the earth. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to thank God for his mercy right now. You know, God has granted mercy to his people. Amen. But the people of the old time, God looked at what was going on, and he saw that it didn't look like he can do anything about what was going on, and the way he was going to get rid of his wickedness, the way he was going to get rid of his wickedness, he was going to bring judgment upon the earth. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like that was the only way that he could remove the violence and thing that was going on. He had to bring judgment instead of love right now. You might call it love, but God brought judgment here. Amen. In the old world. And we want to just thank God that God is not looking at all that we are doing now, but God saw that we have a problem, then God had to have a solution. You know, there's a solution to every problem. Here in the old world, God brought judgment. Because now you just look at the way the earth is now, amen, violence in the street. Amen, gangbangers killing everybody, you know, killing one another. Amen. Every big city you go in now, you know, we got violence in the city. You can't walk outside, bullets drive-by shooting, all kind of things going on. It's letting us know that the end of all things is at hand.
Amen.
Amen. It's letting us know that things is getting ready to come to a close, that the world is getting ready to come to a close, but we can do something about it. Amen. The Bible said we need to repent. The whole world need to repent. Amen. So that God don't do the same thing that he did with the old. Amen. In the old, he brought judgment upon the world because I would hate to say that God said he repented him. I mean, he just despised that he had even made us because of the way we have turned from what he designed us to be, and we have turned into something else. And so God destroyed the old world with a flood. That wasn't a lot of mercy there, amen?
No.
Amen. Wasn't too much mercy on the old, but in the new, but I thank God that God looked upon our faults and saw what we needed. You see, God looked and saw what we needed. St. John 3:16 said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever would believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life."
Amen.
That God saw that rather than to bring destruction upon all mankind, God saw that we had a need, and there was something that needed to be fulfilled there. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And we might not realize, but the answer to all of our problems is love. Love will cover a multitude of sin. Love covers a multitude of fault, amen. Love will bring change in the lives of the people. So God, instead of God bringing destruction upon the world, he sent love into the world because he knew man's problem was that man had a lack of love in his life.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
You see, a lot of problems could be solved today, but man has a lack of love in it. The reason so many things that are going on in the world today is a lack of love, amen. But the reason so much violence is going on in the world, the reason the young boys is in the street and gang banging and coming together with a gang, you see, most of those boys, they have a lack of love in their life, because if they had love in their life, then they wouldn't want to do the things they're doing in the street, but it's because they have a lack of love.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Mm-hmm. They're out looking for something, and then they don't know what they're looking for. They're looking for love in all the wrong places, so they go in and come with a gang because when you get in a gang, you feel like you're part of something, amen. Mm-hmm. You feel like you're part of somebody. And then the gang make you feel like they love you but say, "I got your back. I got your back, brother. Come on, man. You come on with me. I got your back. We love you. You know, nobody else don't love you. And because nobody else loves you, come on, get with us. We love you, brother. Come on." And then they come in the game because they're looking for love. But God said, I sent Jesus to supply the love for them, but nobody will receive the love that I sent them. Mm-hmm. The gangbangers need love. That's part of their problem. I believe that's part of the problem, amen. Maybe the little boy needs a father's love in his life. His daddy didn't love him like he was supposed to love him. So because he didn't know what love was, he went out looking for love and found what he thought was love in the wrong places. And therefore, the reason he ended up where he ended up at is because he had a lack of love. Amen. The little boy had a lack of father's love. That's why he's acting the way he's doing. That's why he's doing what he's doing, is because he has a lack of love. Have you ever thought about the reason your son or your daughter is acting up? The reason your son or daughter is acting up is good because they have a lack of love. Amen.
Amen.
And see, what our problem is, we're looking at their faults and not providing what they really need. Huh? Hallelujah. Is that right?
Amen.
We're looking at their faults and not providing them with what they need, amen. And see, what they really need, they just need some love, because if love has enough power to change people, amen.
Amen.
I heard Apostle Paul, I believe, in 1 Timothy 1:12, I believe he said, "For the love of God constrains me." In other words, when something is constraining you, that means it gives you the power of the ability to not to do something or not to act a certain way, amen?
Mm-hmm.
So love will constrain you, amen. Love will stop you from shooting at your brother, amen. Love will stop you from killing one another. See, if we want something to be fulfilled, it takes love to do it. That's all it takes to turn somebody around. Somebody said, lay a little loving on me, amen. Lay a little loving on it, amen. If you put some love on it, and so in order to change mankind, God sent love into the world. He saw that man had a need, and he knew that man needed love. So God sent Jesus, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that was under the law. You see, it was love that was the thing that changed you and caused you to turn around. Man need love, and that is the problem with us today. We don't have enough love for one another. We just looking at one another's faults and not giving each other what we need.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
You see, the Bible says love won't criticize. Amen. And see, most of us all the time, you know, when you catch people who are critical, amen, they don't need you to be critical of them. They already got problems. So if you're going to criticize their problem, rather than to criticize them for the problem they have, amen, why don't you give them what they need? Hmm? Because we know that the whole problem with the whole world is a lack of love, amen. Huh?
Yeah.
The homosexual, amen. He's looking for love. He's trying to find it the wrong way. Mm-hmm. Somebody didn't treat him right while he was growing up. Somebody misused him. Somebody abused him. Mm-hmm. And because of the misuse and abuse, the only thing, only way he knew what love was, he thought that's what love was, amen. He thought love is to be abused, amen. He couldn't find, maybe his mama didn't love him enough, amen. And so because he didn't find love from a woman, he went to a man to try to find love from a man, and he turned to the wrong one. Rather than turning to God to find his love, he turned to his own kind to try to find love and not realize that God is his answer.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You see, his problem is that he needs God. He needs some love in his life, and the Bible says God is love, and because God is love, that means he needs love in his life, and love will cover, love will change, love will cause him to overcome what he's doing now and cause him to turn to the way of God. How do you know all he might need is a little love, amen? Somebody to love him and not look at him the way he is and love him like he is so that you can change him. See, rather than to love a person like they are, that's what God did for us. See, while we was yet sinners, he provided love for us so that by the love that he provided us, it would change us.
Amen.
See, he didn't want to destroy us like he did the old world. You know, he brought judgment on the old world, but this time, rather than sending a flood of water, he sent Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Aren't you glad that he sent Jesus in your life today?
Amen.
Amen. When Jesus, some love came in your life, didn't you change as soon as the love came in your life? The things you used to do, didn't you stop doing the things you used to do as soon as love showed up? Anytime love shows up in somebody's life, change comes.
Okay. Amen.
Amen. The lesbian going on, you know, most of the time we put them down and criticize them and talk about them and throw them down. And that's not what they need. Maybe all they need is just a hug from somebody. Maybe all they need somebody to just say, I love you, even the way you are, I love you. Because that's what God did for us, you know, amen. God loved us before we ever loved him, amen. God loved us while we was in sin, amen. And he didn't wait till we got it all together, because if God had to wait till everybody, all of us got it together, how many of us would be saved in here today? Aren't you glad that God loved you, and before you got it right, he was there to help you to get it right, rather than putting you down while you had it wrong? He loved you right where you were, amen. He looked beyond your faults and saw what you needed, and he came to provide your need. You see, Love don't criticize. Love looks to see what you need and then provide it.
Amen.
That's how we're supposed to love one another. We're supposed to look at and see what the person needs and provide it for them. If you know the person there needed some love, then show them some love, amen. Don't criticize them. Show them some love, because if love has all that power, because there's no greater force than love, because even this is why God sent his love, because what the law couldn't do, love did it. Now, what I mean, what the law couldn't do, amen, you got to recognize what the law couldn't do. Amen. The law can show you what was wrong with you, but the law couldn't provide what you need to overcome your situation. The law could show you all of your wrong, but it couldn't do nothing about it. The law could show you your sin. Well, I already know I got a problem. I don't need the law to tell me I got a problem. What I need an answer, amen. And this is why the Bible says Jesus will be your answer, because Jesus is the love of God, and that is where God sent his love into the world, amen, by Jesus hanging on the tree, hanging on the cross. He displayed what love is, that love will give up his life so that somebody else can live.
Amen.
Love will deny itself for the other person.
Amen.
How many of you would deny yourself for somebody else? If we're going to be made in the image of God, we have to do what God did. Jesus said that we're supposed to do even that he has done. See, we just thinking, you know, well, though I speak with tongues of angels and have not charity, I'm like tingling Sam and Simon Bell, according to 1 Corinthians, what is that, 13? Amen. Amen. 13 and 1. Though I do all this, you know, everybody says, well, I know you're saved because you speak in tongues. No, I know you're saved how you show your love toward one another, how you show your love toward the other person. That is how you know whether or not you're saved or not.
Amen.
Jesus said it's the way you love one another, not how much you speak in tongues.
Amen. Amen.
I see that the world has a lack of love. We're looking at people faults and not giving them what they need. Aren't you glad God wasn't like that, amen?
Amen.
God saw what you needed and he provided what you needed, amen, because he knew you needed love, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He looked up and yawned all my faults and saw what I needed, amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad about it? Aren't you glad about it? Amen.
Hallelujah.
That God sees you the way you are. He discerned what you need, and he provided.
Amen.
You see, that's the way we're supposed to be operating among one another.
Uh-huh.
Well, when I look at you, I'm not supposed to look at all your problems, because I got some faults, amen, and you got some too, amen.
Mm-hmm.
But am I going to give you what you need rather than to exalt your faults rather than to give you what you need? God didn't exalt our faults. God provided the answer to the problem, amen.
Yes.
See, God knew the problem to sin. Sin needed some love, because, you see, for when Adam sinned, he felt like God didn't love him no more. And so because he felt like God didn't love him anymore, mm-hmm. and therefore he turned his back on God, went out trying to find something on his own, and but all he found when he went out on his own, he found a bunch of snakes when he went out there.
Right.
The devil was lying to him about the things, and he went out looking and searching for something, and all he really needed was some love. All he needs to be know is that God still loved him. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All he needed to know was God still loved him, amen.
Yes, amen.
I want to tell you, God still loves you, even with the faults you got, amen.
Amen.
The Bible said, what shall separate us from the love of God? See, a lot of times we mess up sometime, and everybody turn their back on God, and we go out from God, and not realizing that God knows what you need, but God loves you. He said, what can separate you from my love? Hallelujah. See, that's what real love does. See, real love will forgive you of your sin. It won't hold it against you. I'm talking about real love, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Real love will forgive. You forgive one another because of, not for your sake, but for love's sake. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, when two people love each other, even though the one messed up, they still stay together because of love. That's the only thing that keeps them together, love keeping them together. Amen. It's God that he was able to look over that fault. She was able to look over his fault. And because she was able to look over his fault for love's sake, amen, it was love that kept them together. Amen.
Amen.
Come on, amen.
Uh-huh.
See, when you know that God loves you, you have no reason to leave God. You know, have no reason to turn your back on God because you know there's love there, amen. Amen. And love is the strongest force. Love will sustain you and keep you from moving from one place to the other. Love won't allow you to leave each other. Love will cause you to bond together with one another. And that's what God did. He said, love here to bind us together. That's how he brought us together, back together with us, because he said, with loving arms have I drawn you. Amen. I didn't draw you with my wrath, but I drew you with my love. Amen.
Amen.
This is why when you say, it's the goodness of God that lead us to repentance.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know how much God loved me. And the more I realize God loved me, the more I can love God. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Well, we need to fall in love again. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible said we need to turn back to our first love. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
See, most of your problem, you think that your problem that you're having in life, you think that your problem is somebody else or something. But your whole problem is that you just need to fall back in love with God again. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
But see, that's all you really need. You see, God fixed it that way.
Amen.
He made it where you wouldn't be satisfied no other way than to have him in your life.
Mm-hmm.
He's the missing link. God is the missing piece in your life. If you want to change your life, you need some love. And God has provided his love. He's already provided the blood for forgiveness of your sins. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
He's already died. I mean, love dies in the other person's place so that the other person can be saved. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Jesus did for us, amen.
Yes.
He died in our place so we can live in his place. Love died for you, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. If you can just recognize love died for you and how much that he loved you, and you can get a hold of that love, why wouldn't you want to attach yourself to something that loves you?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you attach yourself to a person? Because you hope there's a feeling of love there, amen. You're attached to that man, amen, because you there's a feeling of love there, amen. You stay with him because what? You feel there's a feeling of love there. Amen. And even when things get a little shaky, there's still a feeling of love, because if it wasn't, you would leave him and try to go out and find it somewhere else. But because of love's sake, you stay there and endure that thing. You see, love calls you to endure with God.
Amen.
If there's no love, you won't endure, amen. But thank God for the Holy Ghost, that God sent his love upon us by the Holy Ghost. God put his love in our heart, amen, so that we can know how to love, amen, even when we're not getting anything back.
Amen.
Now, that's the hard one there, amen. He said, love will love his neighbor. Love will love his enemy. You know, when Jesus said, love your enemies.
Yeah.
And you said, well, Lord, how can he say, well, that was the way I loved you, amen.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible said, while we was yet enemies with God, he died for us. Hallelujah. Isn't that love? You died for your enemies. How many of you would die for your enemies?
Mm-hmm.
You said you wouldn't die for nobody, amen.
Amen.
Oh, what a mighty God we serve, amen. And see, when we learn how to love one another, amen, a lot of the problems that we have in it are going to change. There won't be no, you know, when the gangbangers learn what love is and fall in love and find that somebody loves it, they won't kill each other no more. This is why the Bible said love fulfills all the law. If you love God and love your neighbor as yourself, amen, he said that will fulfill the whole law.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason it will fulfill the whole law, because love won't let you do certain things.
Amen.
Love won't let you kill your brother. Love won't let you steal from your brother, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Love won't backbite each other, amen. Hallelujah. Love won't put the other one down. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Love won't cheat on each other. We won't cheat on each other if love is involved. Amen. The reason people cheat because there's a lack of love in between the two people. Amen.
Amen.
That there's a lack of relationship. But love builds relationships. Amen. Come on, somebody. Love builds your relationship. Amen. Love holds your relationship together. You see, if there's no love involved, then there's nothing involved.
Amen.
Can't be nothing but hate. But God so loved, he gave, and he didn't wait till you got saved to do it.
Yes, right.
Love will take care of the parents. You know, you take care of your parents.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever thought about, you know, taking care of your parents? Love will take care of his parents. Because you realize that how much your parents sacrificed for you. How many mornings they got up burping you. How many mornings they clean your diapers. Smelling the stink, amen. You pooping all night long, amen. You vomiting all night long. You're sick. Because she loved you, she was right there with you. Even if you had a bad stomach, you know how you got a loose stomach, loose bowel. She was right there. She was right there cleaning. Love. See, your mama wouldn't have did that if she hadn't loved you, amen. Hallelujah. She could have aborted you, but because she loved you, amen. The reason you're here today, because your mother loved you enough to keep you here, amen.
Yeah.
To bring you into the world, to raise you up. And now all of a sudden your mama then went back to being the little child, and now you're complaining about cleaning her up now. Mm. Well, she grown. I mean, I don't like the smell.
Mm.
But love will look over that. If you really love your mama, you'll be willing to do that, amen. Come on, somebody. Come on. Huh? Amen. Well, however you get done, but love will be willing, amen, because, see, you have to turn right around. If she had not done that for you, you wouldn't be here yourself. But now, all of a sudden, you can't stand for her to be able to take care of her when she took care of you. All it is an exchange. So God said, I love you enough now. Now you love me back, amen. I've demonstrated my love to you. Your parents has demonstrated their love to you, and you can't demonstrate your love back?
Amen.
Maybe your mama is fussy. Maybe it is you can't stand to be around her sometime, amen? But love looks over the faults. Because the reason she's fussy and all like that, she might have a lack of love in her life.
Amen.
Come on, somebody, amen?
Amen.
I said love looks over your thoughts and see what you need, amen.
Amen.
That person on the job that you can't stand, love can defeat her. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Out of all her smart mouth and smart ways, out of all that, you ought to love the hell out of her.
Amen.
No matter what she do to you, love ought to be sticking right there. Come here, honey, let me give you a hug. And when she just got through cussing you, oh, bless you, girl. See, love will do stuff like that because God did that for you, amen. Even when you was cussing God out. And you still do sometimes. You know, y'all had them blankety-blank words. Those GD words and all that stuff.
No.
You know.
No.
Amen.
No.
And then God still loves you, amen. Amen. God still loves you. Amen. And because God still loves you, even though you got fault, even though you have a fault, so why can't you love your brother, your sister, even though they got faults? Well, I can't stand her. She just makes me sick. Amen. I don't want to be around her. She got some faults. She got some faults. I don't like him. You know, he turned his nose up at you, so. Some excuse that we use, amen, against our brother, amen. But when we look at the scripture, the scripture, the text said that God looked over your faults and what you needed, amen. While you was yet had faults, he died for you and shed his blood for you and gave up everything for you. While you still had faults, not when you got it together, when are we going to start loving one another the same way? Not because they did everything right, but we're going to love them even when they do something wrong. This is our problem. The world has a love problem. If there was love, the man wouldn't put people out in the street if he loved his brother as himself, amen. Mm-hmm. Because you wouldn't do something to somebody else you wouldn't want done to you.
Amen. Yes. That's right.
Amen. I understand the people who rent their houses and rent their property sometimes. I understand. You know, they got to pay their bills too, amen. Mm-hmm. But love wouldn't put his brother out in the street, amen. Just because he didn't have nothing to pay. In other words, you got to be responsible for yourself now. You ain't going to lay up on me. I ain't going to love you that much. You ain't going to just lay up on me and not try to do nothing for yourself. But if you try, love should be in there to help you, amen.
Right.
Love should do for the parent. Love should do for the father. That's what, because they did for you. When you didn't have no strength, they was there for you, amen. But while we was yet without strength, they said Christ died for the ungodly. We didn't have no strength, amen. We was weak, and God saw that we was weak. He gave us power, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's why it says, after that the Holy Spirit come upon you, I give you power to do what you couldn't do, amen. If I was weak in an area in my life, love gave me the strength to do what I couldn't do, amen. Love gave me the strength to love when I couldn't love, so I can love because what? I can do all things through what? The Spirit that strengthened me, amen. It's the Holy Ghost that strengthened you, and the Holy Ghost came to strengthen you in love, because how can you be an example of God unless you display love?
Amen.
Love is just not something that is said. Love is an action, amen. Love is an action. It's not just something that is spoken. It's an action in it.
Mm-hmm.
But because behind the word, there's some action take place behind the word, amen. God so loved, he gave. See, gave is given or whatever. That's an action. It's given an action. So God so loved what? He gave. He didn't just hold it back. He could have withhold it, but what? He gave his only begotten son. He gave all that he had to take care of so that we could be saved.
Mm-hmm.
How much are you willing to give for your brother, your sister?
That's right.
Are you willing to take the flak and still love? That's something to think about. Are you still able to take the flak and still love? Amen. Mm-hmm. See, God looks over your faults. Turn to 1 Timothy, amen. 1 and 12. We're going to read verse 12, Sister Paige, if you get it before I do.
Okay.
Let's look at Apostle Paul here, 1 Timothy 1 and 12. Oh, yeah, there you go. Read. 1 Timothy 1 and 12, listen, love, I'm talking about love now. Love looks over your faults.
Oh, yeah, I got it. Okay. And I think, you got it?
Go ahead.
I got it. But I suffer, no, this ain't wrong too. I'm in wrong one.
Go ahead, Tina.
Well, I think.
Oh, go ahead.
And I thank Christ Jesus, our Lord, who had enabled me, but that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer, and a persecutor, and injurious.
Go ahead.
But I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief.
That's what he said. Now, Paul is looking at all of his faults here, amen. So you say not his fault, what kind of faults he had. But God still enabled him even with his faults, amen. Come on, amen. He was on Damascus Road there. He was going to kill the saints. But he met Jesus on Damascus Road, and a light shined down on him. And he met love on the road to Damascus. See, it was love that changed him, amen. And even though he had faults, here he's a murderer. And here he's a murderer, but Jesus is going to meet him on Damascus Road and speak to him from heaven. Not just you know, like we just hear through somebody else. No, God's going to speak to Paul himself from heaven, amen. And this man was a murderer. He said, I was an injured person. I was a blasphemer, and although I did it ignorantly, but God had mercy on me. In other words, that God showed him love even in the midst of his wrong. God showed him love. God didn't wait till he overcame the thing to show mercy on him. God showed mercy on him before, and then because God's love that was upon him, he changed because of the love and the mercy that God shed it abroad upon him. Amen. What I'm trying to say to you today, amen, I know you got some faults, you got some problems, but God still loves you, and God wants you to change, and God wants you to repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of your sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. You see, God wants to change you.
Yeah.
See, he knows what your problem is. See, Paul's problem, he just needed a little love, that's all. He just needed some love. You know, he didn't have no wife anyway, you know. He was a man without a wife, so, amen. He needed some love, amen. He needed some love. And God had to give him some love, amen. Yeah, he was mean. He was mean as a snake like that because he had a lack of love in his life, amen. Amen. When people got a lack of love in their life, they get mean as a snake, amen, because what? It's a lack of love. But God shed his love upon Paul and had mercy upon him, not because he deserved it. See, a lot of times we think we deserve it. But can you love somebody even when they don't deserve being loved? You know, there wouldn't be no divorces if you could love somebody even when they don't deserve it.
Amen.
Wouldn't be no separation if you could do like God did. You can love without having to get anything back. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You realize the reason he's acting the way he was acting because he may have had a or she may have had a lack of love in their life. And because they had a lack of love in their life, they couldn't give no love because they didn't receive no love.
Amen.
So that's a lot of things we can't give because we didn't get it. Because you can't give what you don't have. Amen.
Amen.
That is why God has to come fill your heart with it to give you something that you didn't have. Or to give you something that you didn't get. And that is why nobody can take God's place because God is the only one that can give you something that you don't have. He can only somebody can give you something that you didn't get. He's the only one that can satisfy your every need is because he made you like himself. God is love and you are love too also, amen. See, he loved us before we ever loved him. Because we wouldn't have known how to love if God hadn't loved us first. Amen. See, Jesus demonstrated love first to us so that we would know how to demonstrate love.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
See, and our problem is most of the time we don't know how to demonstrate love. Since I started talking about this, I see things a little bit different now. I get a different view now. Amen. About what's going on in life. And what's going on in life is that they don't have no love. He just needs love. She just needs love. That child just needs some love. He acting out because what he needs some love, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Your son is rebelling against you because he got a lack of love. Your daughter is rebelling against you because she felt like she had a lack of love. Not that you wouldn't give and doing your best toward her, but she didn't feel like she was getting it or he didn't feel like he was getting it. And therefore, their response for not having love is rebellion. When man felt that God felt like, I didn't say God didn't because God said, I've always loved you, amen. Hallelujah. I never quit loving you, amen. I was just waiting for you to turn around, come back and love me. But because he felt like they had received the love, they acted out. You talk back to your mama because there was a lack of love. You talk back to your daddy because you felt like there was a lack of love. You talk back to people because you felt like there was a lack of respect or something, a lack of love, amen. And that is why you respond the way you respond is because you feel like there's a lack of love there. That's why you respond the way you do. because you felt like you didn't get all you needed to get. And so because you felt like you didn't get all you needed to get, then you're not able to give anybody anything. It's because you had a lack of love in your life, and therefore you're going to make sure they got a lack in their life. See, always the person that loves can always turn the other person around. You know, have you ever been with people who, I call them, they touchy-touchy all the time? That's what I call it. You know, they always, every time they get around, they just rubbing on you. Anybody ever been around people like affectionate people? Yeah, yeah, affectionate people. They just, I call them touchy-touchy. You know, they're always touching you, you know what I mean? Because, you know, they're affectionate people. They're people who what? They love. And they're displaying their love and their affection toward you. They're just showing you what love is all about. They're the person that ain't used to having affection like that. That person don't know how to, he don't even know how to respond to that love that the person is giving him, because he had a lack of love in his life.
We get nervous.
He say he get nervous. that's what the problem is, you know. You know, an affectionate person, but an affectionate person will turn a hard person around. Because love conquers fear. No, he got a little fear in his life. He don't know how to respond to it because of fear, but love conquers fear. It'll conquer that hate in you. I go back when I was back in high school. If I got you hating me, I know I was going to get you. So Faith didn't like me. Still don't, though. Praise God. she didn't like
show
me.
Like
I
wouldn't like
even go with a dog like you. That's what she told me. I wouldn't even go with a dog like you. I said, oh, I got you. Now, why did you say that? Why did I think that way? Because I realized love will overcome hate. Love will overcome that, amen. Yes, love will overcome resentment. When somebody resents you, love will overcome resentment. Is that right? Huh? Amen.
Thank
you. Amen. And so what God is trying to tell us, we got people just got a lack of love in their life. We got to start responding to people different than we used to respond to them. Rather than responding in hate, anger, and bitterness, why don't we respond with love now? Why don't I respond to my brother in love rather than hate? Now, Paul said here, let's read this. Let me get through with this part here.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, go on, verse 14.
In the grace of our Lord, with exceeding abundance.
Exceeding abundantly. Uh-huh.
Faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus.
See, he said abundant in faith and love, which is, see, the love is in Christ. That's where we find the love at, amen. God sent love into the world. And we respond, if you respond to that love, then you're going to serve God. It's all about responding to love, amen. Mm-hmm. Only thing God is trying to do for us to get you to change, he's trying to show you how much he loves you to get you changed, because he knows that love will turn things around. Love will hold things together. Love will bring you back to him, and that's why he loves you. I mean, if I'm taking the law and beating you all the time, are you going to respond to me? I can chastise you, but I need to chastise you in love. I'm not going to go display my, you know, that's why they all used to tell us, don't chastise your child in anger.
Right.
But don't chastise in anger. Chastise in love.
Well, I figured that.
You're showing the child your anger rather than showing the child your love. Amen. His reaction going to be different. Mm-hmm. You can chastise me if I know you love me. Amen. Huh? Well, when you know a parent loves you, you don't mind a parent chastising you when they love you. But when you think they don't like you and they beat you, you don't want to stay there and take that, amen? Now, you don't want to take that. But if it's in, that's why God chastises us in love. He don't chastise us in his hot displeasure anymore. And so that's why we know when we're being chastised that God loves us, amen. He doesn't hate us, amen.
Amen.
If you're being corrected, amen, the Bible said, despise not the correction of the Lord. For the Lord corrects the one he loveth, but a person that don't love their child, hate them. If you don't correct your child, you hate them. That's what the Bible said. Oh, my little Charlie, I just can't chastise him. Child, she just too cute. Yeah, she going to make you ashamed after a while, and he going to make you ashamed.
Mm-hmm.
Spoil the child. Spoil the child. See, that's what love will correct somebody. Love, I won't let you keep going the same when you're going and not correct you. Love corrects. I see you on your way to hell. I need to tell you, hey, you need to turn around. You on the way to hell. You still doing that, doing those things you're doing, baby. I love you enough to tell you what's wrong. Mm-hmm. But I want to give you some love. I want to do it in love because I know that's what you really need. Love corrects. Love chastises, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, amen.
That's right.
Love don't have no pride, amen. You know, one against the other one. You know, a lot of us, we pride for people. We're always against one another, amen?
Mm-hmm.
Because you think you're more than I am because of you got a little more money than I got, your house a little bigger than mine, you got a better job than I got, or whatever. Then you think you're more than I am. Love don't do that. See, love doesn't exalt itself above the other one, amen?
Amen.
Love is not puffed up. You know how we get puffed up? You think you do something when you're nothing, amen? Love don't do like that, amen. Even though God himself is the most high God, amen, and even though God is above all gods, he has all power, he has all might, and yet here is a mighty God that would bow down and come down here to the earth and die for you so that you can be saved. What kind of love is that? That he's the greatest. And yet he came down and became a servant.
Yeah.
Came down here to serve us. Amen. Love will relinquish its exalted position to come down to your estate to meet you where you are. Come on, somebody, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Meet me where I am, amen. Hallelujah. If I'm down, meet me where I am down here, amen. Get down here with me, amen. Love will get in the ditch with you. You know, when we think about Luke chapter 10, they talk about the prodigal son. They talk about the priest came down and the Levite came down, saw a man in the ditch, and they was too holy to get down in the ditch with the man to try to get him out. That's not love. And they were the main one asking Jesus, well, Lord, who is my neighbor? And Jesus gave that parable what a good neighbor it is when we say, love your neighbor as yourself, what a neighbor is really like. When the priest came down, he got on the other side of the road, you know, because he didn't have time for the man that was in the ditch. And yet he was supposed to be the example of what the priesthood was like.
Yes.
But he got on the other side. Here he knows all the scriptures too. He knows all the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
They said that the priest should teach the word of God in his mouth. Amen. So the priest was supposed to know what was right. The priest was supposed to be teaching what was right. The priest was supposed to be teaching love, but yet he wasn't displaying the love that he was teaching. How many of us sometimes we saying one thing and we doing something else? If you love me, you'll support me. But I know you don't love me because you don't support me. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? Love supports, don't it? Didn't our Jesus come along and gave us the Holy Ghost to support us?
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's what the Holy Ghost do?
Amen.
He sent forth the Comforter, amen, to support us.
Amen.
Come sent forth a helper to us, amen,
mm-hmm,
to help support us. That's what the Holy Ghost do, comes alongside to aid and to help, amen. He gave you a helper, the Holy Ghost. Love will give you a help. Love will help you up, not push you down. Love will get you out of the ditch, not leave you in the ditch.
Mm-hmm.
So if I see you in the ditch, I want to help you out. And sometimes you try to help people out of the ditch. They don't appreciate it, but you do it anyway. Well, why am I doing it? I'm not expecting anything back. Whatever I'm expecting to get it back from God, not from you.
Amen.
So whatever you do for somebody, don't expect it back from the person. Now, most of the time, the one you help up ain't going to never do nothing for you. Majority of the time. And I said all the time. But if you appreciate the love that he shed it above, praise him, amen, for what he did for you, amen. That's what God said. Praise me for what I did for you, amen. Show that you appreciate what I did by giving me some praise, amen. By telling somebody what I did for you. Show me some praise. Give me some praise. If you said you believe what I did and you like what I did, and if my love was good enough for you, why don't you give me praise for the love that I gave you? Live right. It's all about love, amen. He looked beyond your faults and saw what you needed. The priest saw the man fought down there, saw the man was in the ditch, but he passed by. What kind of love is that? That's why James said, you see a man naked, you see a man without food, and then you don't give him what's good for him. How's what the love of God? Just say, be filled. Oh, man, just be filled. Praise God. Bless you. And the man go away hungry. What kind of love did you display there? Did God leave you empty? See, God came and filled your life up with joy. He came and filled your life up with peace because that's what he knew you needed. You needed some joy. You needed some peace. You needed some righteousness. So he came and filled your life with joy, peace, and righteousness in the Holy Ghost because he saw you have a lack. He saw that you have a need. So rather, he knew that you needed some joy, amen. Maybe you had some happiness, you know. Happiness goes with happening, but God didn't fill you just with happening. God filled you with joy. In other words, it's something that you can respond to God and have in your life even though nothing ain't going right. The Levite was supposed to be the chief one, you know, the chief priest, amen. And he come down the road, see the same man in the ditch. He passed by. Got on the other side. When are we going to stop getting on the other side and stay on the side that God put us on? When are we going to stay on the love side rather than get in the hate side, amen?
Mm-hmm.
He passed on by the man like the man didn't need no help. Man had been stripped. You know, if the man stripped, that means he didn't have nothing left, amen. He was on his last leg, amen. God saw us on our last leg. We was on the way to hell, amen. Judgment was getting ready to take over your life, amen. You were getting ready to go down to the hell, down to the pit. But God saw fit to come in and save you so you wouldn't have to go to the pit. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve, amen. Love came all the way from heaven, all the way down to keep you from going down to the pit because he saw you in the ditch, amen. And when you was in the ditch, you couldn't get yourself out, and only somebody can get you out. And love had to come get you out of the ditch, amen, and take your foot out of the mud, amen, and set your foot on the rock, amen. And so the rock is Christ. So God set your foot on the rock. He brought you out so that he can place you in a solid place.
Amen.
And then came the Good Samaritan, came down the road and saw the man. He picked the man up, put the man on his horse, on his beast, took him to an inn and put oil and things in his wounds and things because he saw the man needs some care. And he left the man in the hand of somebody to take care of him and said, take care of this man. When I come back, I pay you for all the work that you've done. Amen. You see, what God said, when somebody out of the street, they've been in the ditch, God picks them up and he brings them and takes them to the inn. We're supposed to be able to take them to the church, right? Take them to the church. And the preacher's supposed to take care of them, amen. The congregation's supposed to take care of them and dress them up and help them until they get up on his feet, amen. That's what we're supposed to be doing. You see, love will pick a man up out of the ditch and help him up, not put him down.
Amen.
But we're normally, when people come in, the first thing we do like to put them down. Oh, look how short her dress is, child. She came to church like, maybe that's the only dress she had. You already know what I tell y'all to do. What did I tell y'all to do? Go buy one and shut up. Go on down there and buy her a dress. You don't like his pants, they're too dirty, go buy him some. Amen. Hallelujah. Because what are you doing? You see, if he was able, maybe she would buy another dress. Amen. Maybe he would buy some better clothes. Amen. Maybe he would do something different if somebody would put something different in his life. I'm saying you got to look over your faults. You got to look over people's faults. Amen. God looked over Paul's faults, and Paul was talking about it here in 1 and 12. He's saying right here that how God looked over him and had mercy on him. And because he had mercy on him, Paul was willing to give his life up and gave his life up for love. Amen. He turned his life around. All it took was a little love to turn his life around. But you might not realize that Jesus just wants to turn your life around. He wants to give you some love today. If you're looking for love in all the wrong places, come on back to God. Come on, learn what love is all about. And Jesus wants to teach you what love is all about. Amen. And so he said, love, love, love. He looks beyond your faults and he sees what you need. He don't look down on you for having a need. There's no need that God can't supply. There's no situation you're in that God can't get you out. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. If you're having anxiety attacks is a lack of love. Yeah, fear. There's no fear in love, is it? If there's no fear in love, if you really believe that God really loves you, why would you have any fear of anything else? If God be for you, he's more than what? Everything against you. If I'm confident in the man love you, do you have any fear about him? You don't. You don't worry about that other girl taking him, do you? When you think he loves you anyway, you don't worry about that other woman taking him. Huh? You don't worry about that other man taking him if you feel like he loves you, do you? Huh? You see what I'm talking about? So if there was fear there, the love between you two will cast out any kind of fear that tried to come in. Is that right? So when you know that you know, and you know, now a lot of times you know us with God, when we ain't doing right with God, we got fear. Mm-hmm. You know why you're afraid? Your fear of judgment. You're scared of judgment. That's why people fear, because they're scared of judgment, right? You know, just like if you're going to jail and you know you got life in jail, or you're going to the chair. I put it like you're going to the chair, and you know you've been convicted of a crime. Yeah, you're gonna be afraid, right? You're gonna have some fear, of death. Every man has fear of death. I don't care who you are. You scared to die, you know. Unless you got Jesus, you scared to die. You don't want to die right now. I mean, you want to go to heaven, but I bet you ain't ready to die. Come on. And so that's why I said perfect love will cast out fear, because love removes all doubt. Is that right? See, if love removes all doubt, then doubt causes faith to arise. Your faith rises when there's love, when love is involved. You have faith in the person because of love, amen.
Amen.
Huh? You get what I'm trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
See, you got faith in me, Sister Faith, because I love you. That's right.
Amen.
Amen. That's why you ain't ran away.
Amen.
Amen. That's why you still around.
Amen.
Huh? That's why you haven't went nowhere. Out of all my fault, you ain't going nowhere.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Love gonna keep her in place. She ain't going nowhere. Yeah. She ain't got no fear that I'm gonna run off with somebody else.
Amen.
already realized. Because if we looked at them, we've been ran off from each other a long time ago.
Amen.
But love keeps us together. See, if it wasn't for love, we wouldn't be together. Amen. You see what I'm trying to say? So love casts out fear. And that's where we got to learn how to love one another so we get rid of the fear. Yeah, I might not know how to love like I ought to love. I'm not touchy-touchy, amen. What you call that again? Yeah, I might not be like that, amen. But I display my love by what I do. Amen.
Amen.
And that's what holds together, self, looking over the faults. Husband got to look over the wife's faults to stay together. Wives got to look over their husband's faults to stay together, amen. Friends have to look over each other's faults to stay together. Yeah, she's a little arrogant or whatever you want to call it. Amen. She run her mouth too much, talk too much. Is that a reason to be separated, though? God said, what's going to separate us from the love of God, right? Huh? If we're going to act like God, should that be the reason we separate from one another because of attitude problems? So what about change of attitude? You have to change that? Love should change the attitude about one another. I said he looked beyond my faults and saw what you needed, amen. But what is it that you need today, amen? If you want to stop acting the way you're acting, love will do it. Love. See, that's why we preach about love. Love will conquer sin.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Loving God or loving your neighbor, those two things hang all the law and the prophets. The law is going to tell you about your faults and tell you what's wrong. Somebody said, well, I got to tell you what's wrong. No, tell me what's right. I learned what was wrong when I was a child. Get your hand off of that, boy. Don't you go there, boy. Don't you do that. I heard all of that when I was growing up, amen. You ain't supposed to be committing adultery. You ain't supposed to be committing fornication. Most everybody already know that. Huh? Why do they still do it? Rebellion. They have a lack of love in their life. Because if they love God enough, they wouldn't do that. You don't cheat when you love God. You don't cheat on your wife when you love her.
Amen.
You don't cheat on your husband when you love him.
Amen.
And Jesus is your husband, amen. And if you love him like that, you wouldn't cheat on him. You wouldn't go out there and be with nobody else.
Amen.
But that's why it is. Maybe they don't know how much Jesus loves them.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Ephesians 4, let me get through. Ephesians. I had to go back to this scripture. I think Ephesians 4. No, Ephesians 3.
Christ may dwell in your heart by faith.
How does Christ supposed to dwell in your heart by faith?
That ye being rooted and grounded in love.
What we got to be rooted in? We got to be rooted and grounded in the love of God. You got to know how much God loves you.
Mm-hmm.
You supposed to understand how much he loves you, that he can endure a cross, that he can be whipped daily, beyond recognition, amen.
Amen.
He can be bruised for your iniquity. He was chastised for your peace, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And all of our sins and things was upon him. Well, we're supposed to be able to understand that kind of love, amen.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of love that would give up his life for us. And all he asked, when he said, give up your life, he's not telling you just to go die. He just said, give up those things you are doing that's wrong in my sight, and then show me that you love me.
Amen.
What has to be done now?
That Christ may dwell in your heart by faith.
That Christ might dwell in your heart by faith. See, that's why God put the Spirit in you. He put his love on the inside of you. Because he knew that was what the problem was. The problem is in your heart. Is that right?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The wickedness is in your, the heart is destined, the wicked above all things. Who can know it? Amen. And so God said that there's no need to be whipping a man on his back anymore. Let me put something in his heart. His heart needs to be circumcised. Amen. Amen. If I circumcise his heart, and if I break up his heart, the fallow ground, then the seed of the word of God can get in his heart. Then because the word get in his heart, then that is what's going to change him when he realizes how much I love him.
Mm-hmm.
That mm-hmm. Christ might dwell in your heart, rooted ground. We're going to need to be rooted and grounded in the love of God. That's why you're not going to be moved, because you're rooted in love. That's what people have to be rooted in, love. Everything we do has to be rooted in love. If there's no love there, amen, there's nothing else there, amen. You know, if you don't like your job, you hate to do it anymore. Read on, Sister Paige.
Maybe able to comprehend with all things.
But we got to be able to comprehend God's love. See, that's the thing. We haven't yet comprehended God's love. Comprehension, amen. When we comprehend God's love, then that love is going to keep us. The love is going to strengthen us. That love is going to cast out of fear. We're not worried about his coming back, because what? We know love is going to protect us, right?
Mm-hmm.
We know he's not coming back for us. He's coming back for the devil and his angels. We're protected by love. So when Jesus come back, I don't need us being scared. When he come, I'm not scared. Then when I die, I don't need to be scared to die. You're going to die anyway, so why be scared to die? Amen. Whenever you get to a place where that you have conquered fear of death, you have gotten the victory. When you get to that place, it's hard to stop a person who ain't scared to die. Well, I'm going to kill you. You can threaten him with death. He said, well, okay. You know, like some of them gangbangs, well, I don't expect to live over 25, no way. And you better be scared of that boy, because he don't care. Yeah, they don't care. I mean, you got, but they don't expect to live that long, so they're going to do everything they do. If you shoot them, well, I'm going to die anyway. We got to be able to comprehend the love. Read on. Let's read what the scriptures say.
What is it? Breadth and the length and the depth and the height, and to know the love of Christ.
Well, what are we supposed to know? Here it is right here. And to know the what?
Love of Christ.
We got to know the love of Christ. We got to know how much he loved us, because love was the problem. Love was what mankind needed. Love was the answer. Somebody said, what's the answer, love? What's the answer to behavior problem? And we behaving bad. we're behaving badly. Well, what's the answer to that? Love. Love conquers all, don't it? Amen. Read on. See, this is what the word say.
Which passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God.
And he said, we got to what? Know the love of Christ, which passes, go beyond knowledge. Love goes beyond our imagination, amen. God does things beyond our imagination, because nobody would have thought that love could expand this far, but God's love goes beyond your imagination. It's more than you can imagine. His love is more than imagine what he wants to do for you and how much he loves you and where he wants you to be. Have you ever thought about God loves us enough to want us to sit with him on his throne? He loves us enough for us to want us to be at the right hand, his right hand, right beside him, amen. He loves us enough to try to bring us up to be equal with him. Because what? When God made them what? Male and female, created he them. He created himself us. Do you get what I'm trying to say? He wants to make us him. Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that God wants to create himself us, or create us him? Is that love or not? Even though we are in a fallen state
And yet he came and redeemed mankind to bring man back up to the same statue as he is. That's why we talk about we're going to bring us into the full stature of the sons of God. We're going to be brought into the full stature. In other words, he's going to make us just like he made Jesus. And then this time we're going to pull off his flesh. And once we come into his image, we can no longer go back to flesh again. We'll always be spirit and we'll always be with God. God, we will be the temple of God, and God will live in us and dwell in us, and we're going to be his people, and he's going to be our God right in the temple. We are the temple of God. Can you comprehend that, amen? How much love that is. You know where you are, but can you comprehend where he wants to take you? To the highest height, to the highest heaven, into heaven itself, where the streets are paved with gold, praise God. No more crying, no more tears, no more dying, amen. Hallelujah. For the Lord himself will be the light of it. Won't be no need for the sun or the moon or the star, for what God himself will be the light of it. Can you see how far God wants to take you? Can you comprehend that? That's the kind of love he had for you. God wants you to prosper. You know, people say, well, you know, it ain't about that. Yeah, God wants you to prosper. If God broke, huh? If God ain't broke, do you think God wants you to be broke? And even though money ain't very much right now, you can't do nothing with it. The show can't save you. Amen.
Yeah, for sure.
Can't keep the virus off you. Amen.
Amen.
Rich man dying like the poor. Amen. Amen.
That's why God created it.
And so nobody can save us but God now. Amen.
Amen.
And so we need to get in God's love so we can be saved. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I said, learn how to look beyond somebody's faults and see what they need.
Amen.
Love is the key. Love is the answer. Love answered all things. They used to say money answered all things, but no, love will answer all things. Amen. Your problem that you got, love will conquer that. Love will conquer the rebellion in a person. Love conquers a rebellion in a, what's mean out there, lying? Love will conquer the rebellion in a lion, won't it?
A bear.
A bear, the anger or whatever is in them. Love will conquer that, amen? Have you, you know, everything in the world you've seen just about man has tamed it, right? Just about everything in the world, man has tamed it. He showed love to a lion. The lion stopped attacking. And like I told you, somebody, I was telling somebody about the man had the water snakes that come out the water. This man go to his pond, and the snakes come out the water and eat out of his hand, and they poison too. He done conquered the fierceness in the snake, but I still wouldn't trust him, though, you know. You know, like somebody told the thing this morning, said, you know, well, Mr. Snake, you was cold and I put you in my bosom. Why did you bite me? I put you in my bosom to keep me warm. And the snake said, you knew I was a snake when you picked me up. Come on, somebody, amen. Hallelujah. Somebody want to be saved today. God wants to pour out his love upon you.
Amen.
When we start practicing this word here, watch our things change in our home. Watch our things change in our children. Watch our things change on the job. Just watch our things change all around. Stop looking at people's faults. Is there somebody want to be saved today? Amen. Thank all of you on Facebook today. Amen. All of you just join in on it. I appreciate you. And if anybody would like to donate something to carechurchinc@gmail.com, you can reach us with PayPal and Cash App at carechurchinc@gmail.com. Amen. We appreciate any donation you send. If there's any of the people who belong to Care Church,
You can send your tithes and offering in, CareChurchInc@gmail.com, PayPal, or Cash App. And I thank God for all of you who are on the line. Amen. And all you who would donate anything. And I appreciate you. Father God, we thank you for the word of God and the people of God. We thank you, Lord, for showing us and demonstrating your love to us, oh Lord, when you died upon the tree, Lord. You did things, Lord, that we don't believe no other man would have done. And so, Lord, we give you praise for the things that you've done and the things you continue to do, Lord. Open our hearts and our minds, Lord. Help us to love one another, Lord. And because, oh Lord, you loved us, Lord, help us to love them. And we give you praise for the love wherewith you have loved us. And we thank you for that love in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. God bless y'all on Facebook, amen, online today. Amen. Any testimony, prayer requests, we'll hear from you now.
Bless you, the Lord.
Can I ask you a question?
Hey, man, go ahead.
You're preaching about that good word, love, L-O-V-E, love. That's mean that's a big word. Love is a blessing of God. But I was, you know, when I think about Paul, was Paul doing that on his own, or was he with somebody when he was out to killing people just for, you know, just because he was facing God? Was he with somebody, or was he on his own?
Mm-hmm. You said, was Paul doing that on his own?
Yeah, was he doing that on his own, or was he following orders?
He was doing that because he was taught in the law. He was a lawyer, you could say. He was a lawyer. And because of the law, being that they was followers of Christ was, and because he was a follower of Christ, the people that were follow Christ was doing things different from the people way the people did it at the law. And so he was doing that because he was a lawyer, so he was persecuting the church is because they wasn't doing it the way the law said to do it.
Okay. So love, you know, look at the world today. Look around you. Do you think that in the world, how much love in the world today? Look around you. Mm-hmm. Do you think love, when he said he gave his only begotten son? Now that is love. I wonder if anybody in the world today would go out there and love somebody that he'd give his son to take. And that man's son got to die. Will you give your son to help that man that you love him so bad? I wonder if that happen.
Amen.
Anybody in love today? That Bible don't mean that's the people today. Anybody, look around you. That's all they have is killing, hate, and people don't learn about money, lust, and what they can wear. People learn themselves what to do God. They ain't think like God until something happened. When this coronavirus popped in that man, everybody started trying to change because they don't want to die.
Amen. Amen.
You know?
Amen.
They don't want to die.
Amen. Amen.
That's what's going on today. And there ain't no love in the world today because the world, we have to be commune together. You can't get nobody to commune together. You get church people. I mean, they won't even speak to you. Lord in heaven, that's look around you. Look around you. What's going on in the world today? There ain't no love. No. You know, I don't want to try to preach it, but go ahead. Take it over. I can lay it out.
Bless
be the Lord. Bless be the Lord. You know who this is. Give honor to God. Pastor Page, attention the general, and all those that's on the line. It's a lot of love in the world. Whether it be God love, or they love the things of the world. They love it. But we are supposed to walk in the ammunition of God's love. And to change people that love the world is a crisis within itself, because you got to incorrect people reading a correct book, trying to become like the book. And because people fight up against the love of God and make the task kind of like almost impossible. And this word love, you said earlier about when somebody died on the cross or died period for somebody, would you step out there, save a kid that ain't yours? If you was in a frozen lake and a kid was in there that weighed about 60 pounds and you weigh 200, you can't swim, would you risk your life going out there and get him?
Probably
not. But what can you do, though? You're going to have to risk your life for a kid. And you don't know what God can do on that frozen lake. But people won't do it, though. People won't jump in front of a stray bullet for you, but yet they say they got love. They love you. People won't even give you $10 when you ain't got nothing to eat, but yet say they love you. So we got to be careful that we displaying the love of Christ. What would he do? I heard Pastor Page say, you'll turn away somebody and tell them, oh, go pray that they're hungry. What did you do for them? What did you do? Well, we got church people do this all day long and still say they love Christ. Sometimes that word love confuses people because they're not displaying all the love that we're supposed to in the body of Christ. And so as a result, we need more Jesus. That song that said we need a little bit more Jesus, we need a whole lot of Jesus, because Jesus is love. Good word today, Pastor Page.
Amen.
And I think, General, I'm going to be calling you. You could best believe that.
Amen. Someone else got it. You got something to say, Miss Becky?
Yes. I just want to thank and praise God for another day of life, and life more abundantly. Because we can have life but don't have abundant life. And I thank God that I have abundant life. I just want to thank God for my husband.
Amen, my baby.
That's my baby. my children, my great-grandchildren, all the people that are living today, and they're healthy and strong. And I want to thank God and all understanding. So we do not understand the love that God has for us. And I always, you ever understand the love that God has for us? He can do a lot. And I was reading last night about Jesus, and he was on the water, And it came to me that he told Jesus, bring him to come. He told him to come. And when he came, then he got afraid because of the boats, the wind and stuff. Jesus said, he said, save me. I realized Jesus was right there. He wasn't far away. He was right there. So he reached out his hand and he caught him. So he had to be close to him. And that way we are. We have Jesus in our life, but then when the storm comes and all the crowds, then we kind of sink, you know. But he's right there all the time.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, ye a little faith. You know, why you got a little faith when you know I'm here. So don't be afraid, because he's there. He never leave you nor forsake you. Yeah, he'll be with you always to the end of time or word, whatever the translation say, But just know that he's there. He's not far away. He's right there. Because he's in you, so he's right there. So pray for me, and I pray for you, and we all pray for each other. Have a blessed day. Thanks for God.
Amen. Anybody else? Anybody else? Amen. Don't forget about tonight, Brother Prevost will be on.
5166997.
Hey, amen.
5 p.m. Central Time.
What's it
going to
be?
At 5 p.m. Central Time. The subject today is we're talking about the Bible, first of all. Somebody said it's a lot of the book itself. And then we're going to talk about the holy men of the Bible, Abraham, Jacob, David, Solomon. They did some not so holy things. So what will we say about them today? And then we're gonna talk about sex, lust, and love. What it is about that makes a person put their life, relationships, and their salvation on the line. That's tonight at 5 p.m. Central Time.
Hey man, don't forget that. Don't forget about Brother Ray on Monday through Friday, 8:30. Our time, 6:30 California time, 120-110. Oh, amen. And so thank God, Brother Wade be on Monday through Friday. Don't forget about it. I guess he's on Saturday, 11 o'clock. That's 120-110-69-POUND. Amen. And don't forget about Sister Alexandra. She's on the Salt of the Earth every Friday afternoon. Same number, amen, but it's at 5 hour time, 3 o'clock California time. And all of you join in and tune in. We appreciate it. Monday through Friday, we are on Holy Ghost Prayer Line, 319-2020-POUND. You can join us at 10 o'clock Texas time, 8 o'clock California time. That's the same 774 number, but 319-2020-POUND. Amen. Praise God. I think that's about it for the day. Amen. We're going to be dismissed then. Amen. Praise God. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord watch over you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and give you rest. And may the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, may it rest through and abide within us, henceforth now and forevermore. Glory, praise, blessing in Jesus' name. You are dismissed. We'll see y'all Wednesday night. Amen. Amen. God bless.
Everybody
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say amen.
Yeah. Can I get a witness?
Let the church, say amen.
To what his plans are.
Let the church,
to what his word
says.
Say
amen.
No matter how you're feeling,
amen.
Or
Let the believers say.